Hachette Audio presents Mr. Rochester, a novel. Written by Sarah Shoemaker. Read by Simon Shepherd.
Without esteem, true love cannot exist. Charlotte Bronte, Shirley. Book 1, Chapter 1. I know little of my birth, for my mother died long before she could tell me, before I ever heard her voice or gazed at her face. And my father banished the woman who helped deliver me, blaming her for my mother's death. Of course, my father himself had no interest in telling me the least part of it, even if he did remember, which he almost certainly did not. There was no room for sentiment in my father's existence. Although my mother had proved her worth by providing him with two healthy boys, he would still have considered it a waste to lose a good broodmare. But with her gone, who was there to oversee the raising of his sons? Not himself, that was certain, as he was away on business most of the time. So he turned to Holdridge, his butler, and to his housekeeper, Mrs. Knox, and a succession of nursemaids and governesses who were sometimes bad and other times worse. It was years before I could think of a governess as anyone other than a presence that must be borne. But in large part my brother and I were left to entertain ourselves, and we did so separately. Roland was 8 years older than I, and, as one might imagine, 8 years between brothers does not make for a great deal of affinity. I do not recall much of what he did with himself in those days, but as for me, whenever I was released from the schoolroom, I was content to ramble the gardens and fields and woods of Thornfield Hall. Even now, when I think of Thornfield Hall, I choose to remember what it was then, the playground of my childhood, and not what it was to become, a place of secrets and threats, of angers and fears. If I'd been prescient in those days, I might have attempted to destroy it myself. My mother was never spoken of. I never heard her name pass anyone's lips, and it was years before I even knew what it was. But one of my earliest memories is of the portrait that hung over the mantel of the front drawing room, a cosy place where a fire was always laid, and which my father rarely entered. He spent his time at Thornfield riding around his holdings, seeing to business here and there. Running an estate as large as Thornfield occupied all of a man's time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?